Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to our 616th Rough Riders Radio podcast. Today's title is Ready, Set, Go. Trump, a ho. He got to go. Yeah, Sunday. Today being Sunday, October the 29th, 2023. And in the fourth week, or is it the fifth week, of the ongoing civil fraud case in Midtown Manhattan, New York City, in the case brought against the Trump Organization for real estate fraud by the New York State Attorney General Letitia James. It will resume on Monday, tomorrow, October 30, 2023. Ready, set, go. Trump, a ho. He is definitely a ho. And he is not from, he got to go. He will go. Because now, the presiding judge, Arthur Engoron, has decided on Friday, I believe, this past week, 2 days ago, that Trump's daughter, Ivanka, must, particular trial. She is, there's only one way to say it, but she is going to torpedo Daddy. Daddy's been doing dastardly stuff for decades. And lovely Ivanka, the daughter he wants to sleep with, she will have to testify. She can appeal, but it's going to be a short appeal. It will be swatted back, swatted down. She will end up testifying. And she's going to, under rigorous cross-examination or examination by the Attorney General's office of the state of New York, she's going to crumble. She is going to implicate her father in dastardly deeds like massive real estate fraud, such as jiggering the books, taking his properties and assigning just a fantasy, imaginary values to them just to suit his own state of mind at the time. Values that have no basis in economic reality, real estate reality. Trump is he's headed for the big house because this is a civil case, but it's only setting the table for what's going to come starting next year in 2024. He is going to lose. Ivanka is going to pave the way after her testimony. And Michael Cohen's testimony of this past week, she is going to pave the way for the trial's ultimate destination, ultimate resolution in mid-December, that because this is not a jury trial, the judge, Judge Arthur Engoron, will be able to take it upon himself and assign a damages award, a damages amount. Letitia James, the New York State Attorney General, is seeking, ostensibly, at least initially, $250 million in damages against the Trump Organization. As Michael Cohen said, again, is merely a baseline, a starting point. He said he predicts the figure will probably go as high as $600 million damages against the Trump Organization. That is, that will pretty well be the death knell of the Trump Organization. So you can say goodbye, heave ho. It's got to go. Trump got to go. Donnie got to go. To go, and Ivanka, you got to go, and Jared Kushner, we're getting around to you and your Arab $2 billion loan from the Saudi Crown Prince Royal, Mohammed bin, what's his name, Mohammed bin Sheikh bin Mohammed, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, the ruler, just forked over $2 billion to you, Jared Kushner. You know nothing about running an equity firm, a private equity firm. So we're all, it's all got to go. The whole Trump shitstorm has got to go, and we're going to have a resolution in the next few weeks between Michael Cohen and people who have already testified. And it's up to the judge's discretion. There will be no jury involved. It will be a ruling by the presiding judge, Arthur Engoron, Superior Court judge, Midtown Manhattan. Ready, set, go. I mean, there's no way around it. I think the judge will go higher than $600 million, we think. But Trump will be blown out of the water as far as his business interests in the state of New York. And that will pretty much cripple Trump financially. And we haven't even gotten to the criminal trials and the defamation trials by E. Jean Carroll starting in 2024. So hang on to your hats, but the big man is coming down. He's going to come crashing to the ground. Ready, set, go. Trump, you a hoe. You got to go. And put this mother effer. You're a criminal. You need to be put away for good. And we all know where that would be. The ADX Supermax prison in Florence, Colorado. Not too far from Denver. That's where all the bad boys go. That's where you're going to go. That's where El Chapo went. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed went, the 9/11 architect. That's where Ted Bundy is. That's where Ted Kaczynski is. God only knows. Wayne Gacy, the criminal clown. I think even Hannibal Lecter is ensconced in ADX Supermax in Florence, Colorado. So ready, set, go, baby. Trump, you a hoe, baby. You got to go, baby. So that's it. We're out of here. And if you're a Trump supporter, a Trump voter, you ain't got nowhere to go because you're all a bunch of hoes, every single one of you. And you're going to be that for the rest of your life. Frankly, you got to go. It was up to us. We'd have you all incarcerated, every last man jack of you. Put you in big FEMA camps because that's where you really belong. You are, all of you, are enemies of the state. You need to be treated as such. So this is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And remember, stay well, keep it lit. And as we always say, up in the hills of Berkeley, if you're up in the hills of Sausalito and you're laying supine on that wrench Corinthian leather recline, you're looking up at the ceiling and you're drinking that top shelf high-end wine and you're trying to opine and trying to come up and divine of something spectacularly sublime. Take it from us. Piss or get off the pot. Make a effing decision. Heave this son of a bitch out. Heave him out now and allow him to remain like Charles Manson, who passed away, to never see the light of day again outside of a jail cell. Hasta la vista. Quimosabis.